The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24 to 40. Another parable he put before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. And so when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. The servants of the householder came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then has it weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' The servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first, bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' Another parable he put before them, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches.' He told them another parable: 'The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened. All this is said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophets: I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world.' This is the Gospel of the Lord." My dear brothers and sisters, that the today's readings talk about quality of God, who is loving, caring, forgiving, and full of wisdom, who is never worried about our failure, but he wants our complete restoration with him to establish the kingdom of God. He is God of wisdom, and his wisdom is unlimited. His kingdom is kingdom of love. We become more aware about his role in plan of salvation and creation. By his power, everything came into being. Nothing can be moved without him. God is wisdom. That wisdom is love. Wisdom is justice. Wisdom is hope. With the same wisdom we come close to God, who loves Father, and let us grow with him. When we carefully listen to this word, he helps us to be one with him. He knows the evil and good. Today, Jesus put the other parable before the crowd, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were asleep, His enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. We know that the problem of evil is the most serious problem in the existing world. Also, where every day people are killing each other, even before this message we recorded, we have 5 bomb blasts in Karachi, where there is uncertainty. We don't know what is our future, where people are killing each other. Who among us is never confronted with evil? Whether in his own flesh, for the sick, or in his heart, for all the emotional wounds, in his conscience, for the sting of sin, in his home or work, for the difficulty of human relationship, in the world, for all types of injustice and of oppressions. And what about death, a sign of evil which no one can escape? Why is there evil in the world, my dear brothers and sisters? Are we ready to listen to one of the possible answers? The answers of Jesus, who talks about the establishment of the kingdom of God, who talks for the rights of human being. Dear friends, mankind is a mixture of good and evil, of grace and sin, and even in our own hearts both are present, the good and less good. But did you notice that there exists already a tremendous difference between good and evil? The two souls are not introduced on an equal footing. One sword is filled in full daylight, the other at night, hiding himself, making use of a lapse of watchfulness by the men on the footsteps of the sword. Another slip in at night to spread the weeds. The one who did so in the daylight, he is the man of light, the man of truth, the man of veritas, the one who knows what is the message of God's love. How good for me, Lord, to discover this. Yes, you Jesus, hint that evil in me and in others is not in our own self, but it slips in cunningly without our knowledge when we are not careful. While the men sleep, the enemy came, sowed the bad weeds and went away. Our sometimes bad attitude and behavior can take us away from the kingdom of God. But the answer of Jesus is, let good and bad grow together. Let both grow together until the harvest. This is the decision of the owner of the field. God reserves to himself the judgment at the end. Meanwhile, he asks us not to judge. God is more patient than we are. Lord, free us from intolerance, from religious wars, from biased ideologies. To every man, to every sinner, the Lord gives his or her chance of a possible maturing of necessary conversion. Do I know how to apply this parable to my own situation, wherever we are, in Pakistan, in our own situation? According to Jesus, creation is on the march to its goal. He knows that the wheat shall not die in spite of all legitimate fears we may have. Whatever the good is in our hearts will carry on. We are called upon to respect the sinners and the evil people for the part of good that is in them and for an ever possible eventual conversion. I must accustom myself to see what is good in mankind and not to see merely the weeds in the field, the rest of the world, what is happening around. Ultimately, this is a call to deepen our faith. Do you really believe in God? At any rate, we are well and duly warned. Only at the end, at harvest time, shall we see the real fruits of what we shall have tried to do in the field of the Father. my dear brothers and sisters. And other parable, he put them saying, the kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nest in its branches. Let us dream. Let us allow our imagination to dream in the following of Jesus. A grain, one grain, single one. It seems ridiculous to sow just one grain, the smallest, almost invisible in the hollow of your hand. The kingdom of God is like this. We will be like birds singing in this tree if we have a little faith in Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, who is creator of each and everything, who is the light, the way and the truth. Then we will be understanding what does mean to be grow in this friendship with Jesus. Jesus always talks in parable that he is always ready to embrace to sinners for the complete restoration. He loves us, he cares for us, and helping us to understand that he is the last judge to see where we stand as Christians. My dear brothers, the kingdom of heaven is like a lemon which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour until it was all leavened. The ministry of Jesus was a very small activity, lasting a few months in a forsaken corner of province in the Roman Empire. But Jesus was dreaming dreams. He was very far-sighted. His outlook reached out to the end of time, when God will be all in all. My dear brother and sister, may God bring His love on the earth. Jesus tried to establish the kingdom of God on earth and used His power to stay committed to God and God's way and to share the life with us. My dear brother and sister, let us see what is our role to understand the parable of Jesus, how we can have a faith in ourselves, and how we can help the other people to understand the message of love, the message of care and understanding to each other. May God bless us.